Hare Krishna, all the devotees. Let me turn this phone off. Hare Krishna.
Call from Flipkart Health.
Hare Krishna. Sorry about this. Okay. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Gurudatta Das Prabhu on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 24, text number 116 onwards. Hare Krishna. It's Adi Gurudatta Das Prabhu. Are you present on the call?
Okay. Yes, Komaduki Mataji, my humble obeisances to you, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. I am here, Mataji. Thank you. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We'll be discussing two verses today from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 24, entitled The 61 Explanations of the Atmaram verse number 116 and 117. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatan Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in verse number 116, Vyasa Kripaya Sukha Deve Lila Dismarana Krishna Guna Krishthana Karena Bhajana. Vyasa Kripaya Sukha Deve Lila Dismarana Krishna Guna Krishthana Karena Bhajana. Vyasa Kripaya Sukha Devera Lila Dismarana Krishna Guna Krishthana Karena Bhajana. Synonyms: Vyasa Kripaya, by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva, Sukha Devera of Sukadeva Goswami, Lila Adi Smarana, remembrance of the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, Krishna Guna Akrishta, attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna, Hana, becoming, Karena, performed bhajana, loving service. Translation by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By the mercy of Srila Vyasadev, Sukadev Goswami was attracted by the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Being thus attracted by Krishna's transcendental qualities, he also became a devotee and engaged in Krishna's service. Hare Krishna. We will chant Mangala Charan and then we'll go to the next verse.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Thapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विसे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। I would like to humbly seek the blessings of all the devotees, all of you who are listening, so that by the power of your blessings, for the next 45 minutes or so, we will be able to discuss some nice Krishna Katha for the pleasure of Hari Guru Vaishnavas and for the purification of our hearts. Hare Krishna. So, in this particular verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that it was by the mercy of his father and guru, Srila Vyasadeva, that our great Shukdev Goswami became attracted to Krishna. So just see, even such a great devotee as Shukdev, such a great personality has to receive the blessings of Guru. So every great personality, there is always a Guru behind. Behind every successful devotee is a successful Guru. In the material world, there is a different type of saying. In our spiritual life, behind every successful devotee, there is a Guru, a Sadguru. Very, very important. Even Shukdev Goswami. And what a Guru he had, Srila Vyasadeva, who is an empowered incarnation of Krishna. So this is the point we wanted to make. And then we'll go to the next verse. Verse number 117. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is setting the style for all future Harikatha, all future preaching for all of us, for all time to come. Whenever you make a statement, we have to back it up with the statement of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. Always. There is no room for mental speculation. There is no room for personal opinion when it comes to Krishna Katha. It has to be based on Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. What the Gurujans have said. So we can quote that, yes, Prabhupada was asked this question and Prabhupada said like this. Yes, Gaur Govind Maharaj was asked, yes, like, you know, you can quote from the previous acharyas. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was asked and he replied like this. Guru, Sadhu, similar. Sadhu Gan, all the great sadhus, all our acharyas, previous acharyas, what they have said. Guru specifically here pertains to our Diksha Guru, who is our, you know, preeminent Shiksha Guru also. The Diksha Guru is the Shiksha Guru also. So Guru specifically means to one's personal Guru.
Sadhu means all other Gurugan, all the Acharyas. And Shastra, Bhagavad Gita. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. In Gita Mahatma it is said. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva. Ekam Mantram Tasya Nama Niyani. Karma Pi Ekam Tasya Devasya Seva. Let there be one scripture. Bhagavad Gita spoken by the son of Devaki, Krishna. Let there be one mantra, chanting of the names of Devaki Putra Krishna. Let there be one activity for everyone. Karma api ekam, tasya devasya seva. Service to the Lord. And let there be one God, of course. The Supreme Personality of God, the Son of Devaki. The son of Devaki, Krishna. So we have to quote from scriptures. Eko Shastro Devaki Putra Gita. Bhagavad Gita. And Srimad Bhagavatam also, full of instructions given by Krishna. There is Uddhav Gita in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is also spoken by Krishna only. So Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is also so many beautiful prayers, so many beautiful lessons to be learned from Srimad Bhagavatam. Such beautiful Harikatha. Pure description of Krishna Leela. Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Evam Yo Veti Tatvata. We can understand Krishna's birth and Krishna Leela, Krishna's activities by studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam. And the natural continuation of Srimad Bhagavatam is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So these scriptures, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Rupa Goswami, that he wrote down. So Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Padeshamrita. These are all our most important scriptures. Most important scriptures. Whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Raghunath Das Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami, they all wrote it down. And then Raghunath Das Goswami told it to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who has written Chaitanya Charitamrita. So these are our scriptures. Whatever we speak, it has to be based on Guru Sadhu Shastra. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us in this verse. He made a statement and immediately he is backing it up with a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.7.11. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in verse number 117, Harer Guna Kshiptamatir Bhagavan Badarayani Adhyagan Mahat Akhyanam Nityam Vishnu Janapriyaha. Hare of Lord Krishna, Guna Akshiptamati, whose mind was agitated by the qualities, Bhagavan, the most powerful transcendentalist, Badarayani, Shukdev Goswami, son of Vyasadeva. Adhyagat, studied, Mahat Akhyanam, the great epic description, Nityam, eternally, Vishnu Janapriya, who is very dear to the Vaishnavas, Vishnu Jana, devotees of Lord Vishnu. Translation and purport by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Being very much attracted by the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, the mind of Srila Shukdev Goswami was agitated by Krishna consciousness. He therefore began to study Srimad Bhagavatam by the grace of his father. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.11. Hare Krishna. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Very beautiful. So this shows that no matter how elevated we are, we can still get attracted to Krishna. Our attraction for Krishna can go one notch higher, one notch higher, one notch higher, eternally. Because there is no limit to Krishna's attractiveness. No limit. He is Sakshat Manmatha Manmatha. He is Madana Mohan. There is no limit. He can even attract Cupid. Therefore, he is the lord of Cupid. He is the original Kamadev, Krishna. All attractive. Attracted the four Kumars. Attracted the Nava Yogendras. Attracted Shukadeva Goswami. All these transcendentalists, Atmaramas, are attracted to Krishna. That is the meaning. Krishna is all attractive. How attractive Krishna is. आराध्यो भगवान व्रजे शतनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावनम रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधु वर्गेणया कल्पिता. And the most attractive of all pastimes of Krishna is Vrindavan pastimes. Therefore, Aradhyo Bhagwan Vraje Shatamayas Taddhama Vrindavanam. That is the highest form of Leelas of Krishna. On Sunday we were discussing how the gopis were desperately searching for Krishna. Daita Drishyatam. They were eagerly looking everywhere, searching for Krishna in the Ras Leela when Krishna disappeared. And we were discussing how they were asking the trees, birds, animals, and finally Tulsi Maharani, have you seen Krishna? Drishtasteti Priya Achyuta. Have you seen our Priya Achyut? They were asking Tulsi Maharani. But they could not find Krishna. Then Krishna, seeing their eagerness, appeared as Lord Narayan. Chaturbhuja Narayan. Krishna only. But he's standing as Chaturbhuja Narayan. Narayan Murti. Beautiful form of Lord Narayan. With four arms, holding the Shankha, Padma, Gada, and Chakra. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Very opulent. Very peaceful. Very reassuring. Very beautiful form of Krishna. The Chaturbhuj Narayan form. Filled with Aishwarya Bhav. Always served by devotees, headed by Lakshmi Devi with Aishwarya Bhav. The gopis, however, had a different method of worshipping their Prananath. No golden crown, just a simple turban, peacock feather. No need to carry the chakra or the gada. Instead, he carries a simple flute meant to give pleasure to his devotees. Venu Kwanantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham. Very, very beautiful. And he told, the gopis asked him, when the gopis saw Lord Narayan, who was Krishna only, pretending to be Narayan. When Krishna showed his forearm to Arjun, Arjun, poor fellow, he bowed down. He bowed down. And he also said, now please show me your two-armed form. But when the gopis saw the four-armed form, they asked the four-armed form also, have you seen Krishna? Can you tell us where Krishna is? And he pointed with his forearms. Krishna is this way. He was not lying because Krishna is everywhere. And the gopis went. But when Radharani came, Srimati Radharani, Krishna could not continue his pretense. And two of his arms disappeared. All his four symbols disappeared. Padma, Gada, Chakra, Shankha. All the four symbols disappeared. And his flute, Murli Mohan, his flute appeared again. Because the purpose of that flute is to give pleasure to the devotees, headed by Srimati Radharani. He could not continue with his pretense in the presence of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna is all attractive, but Krishna is all attracted by the pure love of his devotees. And the source of all love is Srimati Radharani. How much the gopis love Krishna and how much Krishna reciprocates with them. That is the highest form of attraction. And Sunday we were also discussing about Manmana. What is the meaning of Manmana? We were discussing how it is the most confidential instruction everywhere, throughout the scriptures. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. It's most confidential instruction. Krishna is pouring out his heart in this instruction. When he says Manmana, Krishna is referring to the gopis of Vrindavan, the Vraja gopis. We are discussing how throughout the day the gopis are thinking of Krishna. And they are thinking how the gopas, Krishna's friends, are so fortunate. They get to take him into the forest all day long. And we are just sitting here waiting. How fortunate. When will we go with Krishna into the forest? And then Radharani goes with her sakhis to Surya Kund. Surya Upasika Bhanu Nandini Srimati Radharani. How beautiful. How beautiful. She worships Surya Dev, Surya Narayan at Surya Kund in Vrindavan every day when Krishna is out grazing. And our acharyas explain, what is Radharani praying? What are the gopis praying to Surya Dev? This evening, please set a little early, little earlier than your scheduled time. The sunset should happen early so that the night will come. At night, Krishna sneaks out into the forest to reciprocate with the gopis. So they are praying to the sun god, please set early and rise a little late so that we get more time with our Krishna. This, my dear friends, is attraction. This is real attraction. Externally, they are praying to Surya Dev. Externally, they are praying to Katyayani Devi, who is Mother Parvati. What are they praying for? They are praying for Krishna. This is real madness. Whether it is Ganesh Chaturthi or praying to Ganesh Ji, or it is Shivratri or praying to Shivji. Whatever, everything is Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Whether you are praying to your spiritual master, you are asking devotees to pray for you, we should only ask for Krishna. We should only ask for Krishna. This is called Manmana, always thinking of Krishna. Our acharyas tell us a story where how the gopis are so attracted to Krishna, and every evening they would wait. They would wait for Krishna to return to Vraja. And they would find some excuse to go out of the house at that time so that when Krishna would come, they could see Krishna with Balram, with his friends, with all the cows and calves. Very beautiful. And our acharyas tell the story how there was a new girl from another village who got married to a gopa. And she was newly married. She had just come to Krishna's village, to Nandagaon. Newly wedded gopi had just come to Nandagaon. And she was living with her mother-in-law, father-in-law, her husband, a gopa, friend of Krishna, and a sister-in-law. That gopa's sister. They were living. She had just come to the house. And she heard that how the hero of this village is Krishna. Nanda Nandan Krishna. And how everyone is attracted to him. Nanda Maharaj and his friends are always thinking of Krishna. Yashodamai and the older gopis are always thinking of Krishna. All the friends are always thinking of Krishna. Gopas. And all the younger gopis are also thinking of Krishna. All the cows and calves are thinking of Krishna. All the birds and animals and trees, everyone is thinking of Krishna. Manmana. Always absorbed in thinking of Krishna. when this young girl who has just gotten married in Nandagaon, when she hears about Krishna, her mind is also attracted and she develops a desire to see Krishna. Krishna darshana lalasa. She develops a hankering to see Krishna. I also want to see Krishna. And Krishna always likes to increase the eagerness of his devotees. Therefore, he always puts impediments so that the devotee increases their bhajan, their intense longing. Why do you think we have anarthas? Why do you think we get distracted and then we feel guilty and remorseful? Hey, what have I done? I wasted my time. I behaved in the wrong way. I did what I was not supposed to do. Why all these impediments? One way of looking at it is because Krishna wants us to feel a little separation, a little guilt and remorse, so that we redouble our intensity of bhajan. If we are only getting success, we'll become puffed up. But when we have a fall down, we are humbled. But we should not become depressed. We should take that fall down with the spirit of humility, but our determination to carry on should never be broken. Because there is always hope in Krishna consciousness. Always hope in Krishna consciousness. A devotee is never without hope. And a devotee is never without guilt. Because every devotee has a past. So this young gopi, newly married gopi, she was also very hopeful of seeing Krishna. But Krishna wanted to increase her intensity. So Krishna put some obstacles. Krishna inspired the mother-in-law to do what a mother-in-law is supposed to do. The mother-in-law told her, in this village, there is a black snake. Krishna Sarpa. Krishna also means black, dark. So there is a Krishna Sarpa. There is a black snake. And he is very daksha, very expert at biting Vrajavadhus, the young girls of Vrindavan. You see, my dear daughter-in-law, everybody in this village has been bitten by that serpent. But I love you. I am your well-wisher. I will protect you. Don't go out in the evenings when that black snake is moving around on the roads of Vrindavan. Do not go out. Now the newly married girl, very innocently, she asks her mother-in-law, but Mataji, your daughter always goes. My sister-in-law always goes out in the evening. Why you want to stop me? She says, no. You will not go. Otherwise you will be bitten by the black snake. So she says, okay, whatever you say. But when she saw, when the evening came, the daughter-in-law just left everything that she was doing and she went down to see Krishna. The mother-in-law left everything and went down to see Krishna. The father-in-law left everything under different pretext. Some of the daughter-in-law said, oh, I want to fill some water, or I want to, you know, water the trees. The sun was shining too hot this afternoon. Let me water twice a day all the plants in our front yard. Let me go. I'll water. So she took some water and she went in the front. The daughter-in-law, the mother-in-law said, ah, my son is coming back. Let me go and see my son. Actually, she was going to see Krishna. The father-in-law also said, ah, I want to make sure that my son has brought all our cows back properly. So let me go down and see. Different excuses they would give, but everybody wanted to see Krishna. Man mana. Everybody was thinking of Krishna. So this daughter-in-law thought, why should I be left behind? I also want to go and see Krishna. So very timidly, very shyly, she also sneaked out. And she was standing in front of the door, just in the courtyard. And she saw
that all the gopas, cows, they are all coming. And she had never seen Krishna. Purvarag. This is Purvarag. She had never seen Krishna. But she had intense attraction and love for Krishna. So she was praying in the heart of her heart that I want to see Krishna. I want to see Krishna. Krishna darshana lalasa. I want to see Krishna. And praying like this, she stood behind a bush in the front of her house, just by the roadside. Young little newly married girl, she's standing timidly, shyly behind a bush, hoping that today I will see Krishna. Today I will have darshan of Krishna. And Krishna is, although Krishna is Atmaram, he is fully self-satisfied, but as Antaryami, as the Lord in everyone's heart, he understood the desire of this young girl, young gopi, Vrajavadhu. Krishna understood the desire. And Krishna understands all our desires, my dear friends. We may be the most insignificant Kali Yuga rejects, as Ayendra Prabhu calls us, Kali Yuga rejects. Most fallen people we may be, but never without hope. Because Krishna loves us so much that He is constantly accompanying us as the Paramatma in our hearts. He is there for us. He is there with us. He loves us. He knows our desires. Therefore, my dear friends, we should have very pure desires. We should cultivate desires. We must desire pure devotional service. We must desire Krishna Prem. Before we start our japa, we must pray to Krishna every single morning in the auspicious period of Brahma Murta. Krishna, please purify me. Please give me Krishna Prem. You want to give Krishna Prem. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema. Pradayate. You have come to give Krishna Prem. You have come to show mercy to the fallen souls. Gauranga Karuna Koro Dinahina Jane Mosama Patita Prabhu Nahitri Bhuvane. I am so fallen. I cannot see anyone as fallen as me. Mo sama patita. Nobody is as fallen as me. Nahi tribhuvan, in all the three worlds. Even the sinners who are suffering in the lower planetary systems are not as sinful as me. What a rascal I am, pretending to be a devotee. You must pray like this. Krishna, please purify me. Please give me Krishna Prem. Please give me pure devotional service. Please give me pure love of Godhead. And please make me your puppet and make me dance the way you want me to dance. Make me do what pleases you. Make me do what pleases you. And then we should chant Hare Krishna. No, we should chant our Guru Mantra, Prabhupada Mantra. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Minimum 16 rounds, nicely, attentively. We must pray. If we desire like this, if we desire pure devotional service, Krishna is repeatedly hearing our plea. He will fulfill it. That is Krishna's nature, my dear friends. It is Krishna's nature. He is Varadraj. It is Krishna's nature to give benedictions. And you read the scriptures, Krishna is always asking his devotees, what benediction do you want? What benediction do you want? Haridas Thakur, what do you want? Shuklambara Ramachari, what do you want? Gangadas Pandit, what do you want? Kolavaja Sridhar, what do you want? He's asking Murari Gupta, what do you want? He's asking Vasudev Datta, what benediction do you want? Always Krishna is asking, what benediction do you want? Paralad, what benediction do you want? Narasimha Bhagavan is asking.
Always, Krishna is asking, what benediction do you want? Because it is Krishna's nature. What can Krishna do? It is his nature to love. It is his nature to give. It is his nature to give. He is Varadraj. You cannot change that. Krishna wants to give. Our qualification is we should ask for the right thing. And Prabhupada has taught us as our Acharya what to ask. Our Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a prayer. Oh Srimati Radharani. Oh Srimati Radharani, Hare. Oh all attractive Krishna. Oh reservoir of all pleasure Krishna, who is also called as Rama. My dear Radha Krishna, my dear Radha Raman, please engage me in your devotional service. Hey Radhe, I want to become servant of the servant of your servant. Loving, pure, devotional service. We should desire. Krishna listens to our desires and he is Varadraj, it is his nature. The other day one devotee was asking me, we say that Srimad Bhagavatam kicks out dharma, artha, kama, moksha in the first three verses. Then why subsequently in Srimad Bhagavatam so many benedictions are given? Anybody who hears Gajendra Moksha will not get bad dreams. Anybody who hears the pastime of Vamanadev, you know, like this, good fortune will come. Anybody who hears about Matsya Avatar will get this benediction. So many benedictions are given. And some benedictions are like, they sound in the realm of sense gratification. Why? Why these benedictions are there in Srimad Bhagavatam? Why the same Vyasadeva who gave us Srimad Bhagavatam, when he comes in Gaura Leela as Vrindavan Das Thakur and he writes Chaitanya Bhagavat, why Chaitanya Bhagavat is filled with Phalashruti? This benediction, that benediction. Why? So I told this devotee, my friend, was that Krishna is Varadraj. It is Krishna's nature to give benedictions. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashraya Prati Shloke Prati Akshar Nana Arthakaya. Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. And Krishna is Varadraj. It is his nature to give benediction. So there are going to be benedictions. What to do? It is our Krishna. Sometimes he wants his devotee to enjoy. He told Dhruv Maharaj, go. In thousands of years you become the king. Dhruv Maharaj didn't want it. Prahlad Maharaj, you become a king. Prahlad Maharaj, poor fellow, he had no desire to become the king. You become king, you enjoy. I want you to enjoy. Prahlad did not even want to ask any benediction. But Narasimha Bhagavan forced him. You ask for my sake. Otherwise I will not be satisfied. Ask, ask, ask. Same thing with Kolavicha Sridhar. Ask for benedictions. I can give you this. I can give you that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was begging to Kolavicha Sridhar. Ask me. I can give you all 8 mystic perfections. Kolavicha Sridhar said, I don't want it. It's a distraction. I can make you the king. I can make you the king of Bengal. I can kill Nawab Hussain Shah right now. You become the king. I can make you the king. Ask. He said, I don't want to leave Navadvip. I don't want to become king. I don't want it. I can give you wealth. I can make you the richest person in Navadvip. Ask. Just tell me. Poor Kolavicha Sridhar just shrugs his shoulder and says, well, I don't need wealth. What will I do with the wealth? I'm happy. No, but you ask me, do you want to go to the heavenly planet? I can take you to the heavenly planets. I can give you Swargalok, where you can enjoy. Kolaja Sridhar said, well, you will not be there in Swargalok, so I don't want to go to Swargalok. I'm happy. I'm happy like this. But you ask me for something. You ask me for something. Are, I am Bharat Raj. Please ask me for something. What is that Narottam Das Thakur says? He says, he says that Narottam Das Thakur sings, yadi yadi doya na koribe patita dekhiya patita pabana nama kishera lagiya. Narottam Das Thakur is singing something like this. I'm not remembering exactly, but Narottam Das Thakur is singing. Please listen carefully. Yadi doya na koribe. He's praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yadi doya na koribe patita dekhiya. If you don't have mercy on me, considering me to be patit. Patita pavana nama kishera lagiya. Then how will your name Patita Pavan, your Patita Pavan Gaurahari, how will this name be suitable if you don't save me, if you don't deliver me? Because I am Patit and you are Patita Pavan. So yadi doya na koribe patita dekhiya patita pavana nama kishera lagiya. Our Narottam Das Thakur is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this. But here, in Mahaprakash Lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying to Kolaveja Sridhar. Arre Baba, ask me for some benediction, otherwise, Varad Raja Naam Kishera Lagiya. What will my name be? How will people call me Varad Raj? I want to give you some benediction. Ask me, ask me, ask me. I can give you the heavenly planets. Ask me. He said, I don't want to go to heavenly planets. But ask me for something. Finally, with tears in his eyes, Kolaveja says, please be peaceful, Mahaprabhu. Please be peaceful. And Mahaprabhu says, I am peaceful, but ask. Ask me for something. Then Kolaveja Sridhar, just to satisfy Mahaprabhu, he says, if you really, really want to give me something, then I ask for this benediction. O Varad Raj Gaurahari. I ask for this benediction. May that naughty Nimai always come to my banana stall and argue with me for 2 hours about the cost of the bananas and then take away all my bananas without paying me a dime. May that Sachinandan come every day and argue with me back and forth. What sweet those arguments were. What sweet those arguments were. We don't have time. Maybe someday we can talk about them. Because today we have to talk about that great personality who gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the name Nimai. Today is the appearance day of Srimati Sita Thakurani. But before that, let us finish what we were talking. So it is like that. Krishna wants to give benedictions and the devotee doesn't want any mundane benedictions. So what were all these devotees asking when Mahaprabhu was insisting, asking for a benediction? If you notice, if you observe their benedictions, they were all asking for other devotees. They were asking something for others. Oh, my father is not a devotee. Please make him a devotee. Give him bhakti. Haridas Thakur, all of them, they are asking for benedictions for others. Nothing for themselves. Please give pure devotional service to this person. Please give bhakti to them. Vasudev Datta says, let everybody get pure love of God and go back home, back to God, and let me suffer for them. Like that. So very, very beautiful. this is real attraction. In today's verses, we are seeing how a person is attracted to Krishna. And this is what happens when a person is attracted to Krishna. We go mad, completely mad. So this girl also was going completely mad. She wanted to see Krishna. And Krishna understood the desire of this Vrajavadhu, the newly married girl, newly married gopi. So Krishna, as he approached her house, there was only one main road, and all the Krishna, Balram, all the gopas and cows, they would come along that road, and all the houses were on that road only. So this girl was standing timidly, shyly, behind a bush, barely visible from the road, but she was peeking at the road. And Krishna understood that today this Vrajavadhu is there who really wants to have my darshan. So Krishna's one hand was on a calf. With his Karakamal, with his lotus hand, Krishna twisted the tail of that calf. Oh, that calf suddenly jumped up and ran. She broke away from the herd, right in front of the house of this gopi. And that cow immediately came and stood in front of the bush. Krishna twisted her tail and that cow jumped up and came running to that bush. And Krishna, pretending that, oh, the cow had left the herd, had left the group, I have to go and fetch her. Showing like that, Krishna came running behind that cow. And the cow was standing right in front of that bush behind which this Vrajavadhu was standing. And within no time, Krishna came running there, and suddenly this gopi found herself face to face with Sakshad Manmatha, Manmatha, one who churns the heart of Cupid, who churns the hearts of each and every one of us. Sakshad Manmatha, Manmatha, Madana Mohan, the original Kamdev, is standing before this Vrajavadhu. And Krishna, with the tip of his flute, he touches the chin of this gopi and turns around and disappears. Takes his cow and goes back. But he gives darshan to this girl. And then the full realization of Manmana dawns upon this gopi. Once she has seen Krishna, once she has had darshan of Krishna, she becomes completely mad. She loses her mind because Krishna has stolen her mind, her heart, her consciousness, everything. She's constantly absorbed in Krishna. Krishna returns home. Everyone returns home. All the cows have gone home. And this girl is still standing by the roadside behind that bush, completely mesmerized by Krishna darshan. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobha. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. How beautiful Krishna is. Namami Nanda Nandanam. She's just completely mesmerized by the beauty of Nandanandan, Krishna. The mother-in-law is searching. The sister-in-law is searching. The husband is searching. The father-in-law is searching. Where has she gone? Where has she gone? She was supposed to be inside the house. Finally, they see her standing outside the house behind that bush. Mother-in-law comes, taps her on the shoulder. Hey, Gopi, what happened to you? Have you been haunted by a ghost? Look at me, look at me. She starts shaking her. What happened? Why are you in such a daze? I know that black serpent has bitten you. You have been bitten by Krishna Sarpa. This is what happens. This is what I was afraid of. Suddenly she goes in the mood of a mother-in-law. Come on, come inside, come inside. Don't go out, don't stand outside. Young girl should not stand outside like this. At sunset, very inauspicious. Come on, you have been bitten by Krishna. Come inside. Come on, come on, we have to cook now. You take this yogurt and you start churning it. We want butter, we want to make makhan. Come on, sit down here. Here is a churning rod, here is the rope. Start churning this. Put some yogurt in this pot and you start churning it into makhan. Instructing her like this, the mother-in-law goes inside the kitchen, and this gopi, who is completely in a trance, she's sitting there in front of that pot, the churning rod and the rope. She's supposed to put yogurt and start churning it into butter. What does she do? She just moves her hand to the side, and there is a container of mustard seeds there, kept outside. Thinking it to be yogurt, she puts those mustard seeds in that pot and starts churning it, thinking it to be yogurt. After some time, the mother-in-law comes and she sees, instead of churning yogurt, my daughter-in-law is churning mustard seeds. She stops her. What are you doing? What's wrong with you? I told you to churn yogurt. You're churning mustard seeds. Hi, hi. She has been bitten. She has been bitten. Another victim. Another victim of Krishna. And then she says, okay, now go. Before we serve dinner, we need some fresh water. Go to the well and bring some water from the well. And she gives her some earthen pots, puts them on her head and tells her, go. And go with some neighboring girls also. Don't go alone. It's not safe. I've heard sometimes that Krishna Sarpa comes out at night also. So go, go, go. Go with your friends to the well and get some water. So this gopi, she is still in a trance, manmana. She cannot remove Krishna from her mind, and she cannot let anything else enter her mind. She is completely Krishna conscious. She goes, some neighboring girls join. Some of them are young mothers. One friend is carrying a little baby on her waist as she is going. And she says, here, can you carry my son? Can you carry my baby for a few minutes? And she was saying that, she puts her own son on the waist of this newly married gopi. And in this way, they all go together to the well. Now, the gopis tell her, okay, take your earthen pot, tie a rope around the top of that earthen pot and throw it in the well. And then it will get filled with water and then pull it out with the rope. So this gopi, who is manmana, who is completely thinking of Krishna, oblivious to the external, instead of tying the rope around the pot, earthen pot, she takes the rope, thinking of Krishna, completely oblivious to the external world. She ties the rope around the neck of that little baby who has been given to her to carry. And she's about to throw the baby in the well when other gopis start screaming, hi, hi, what are you doing? Stop, stop. And they pull the baby away from her. And they remove the rope from around and say, what are you doing? You're killing my baby. Have you gone mad? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And like that. This is the meaning of manmana. When someone is attracted to Krishna, like we are reading in today's verses, this is what happens. That's why manmana, bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru, is the most confidential instruction in our scriptures. Most confidential. And it goes sequentially. Manmana is the highest. To always be absorbed in Krishna. And how do you think of Krishna? By Shravanam Kirtanam. Always hearing about Krishna. Always chanting Krishna. Katha Krishna Naam. In that way, we can do Krishna Smaran. We can think of Krishna always. Krishna says, if you cannot do that, then at least you become a devotee. At least become an official devotee. Follow sadhana bhakti. Rules and regulations of bhakti. Take a vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. If you cannot chant continuously, if you cannot do manmana, at least you become my devotee. At least tell everybody that you are my devotee. Become a devotee. Follow sadhana bhakti. Like Ambarish Maharaj. Like that. If you cannot be like the gopis, then you be like Ambarish Maharaj. Practice sadhana bhakti nicely. Man mana bhava mad bhakto. If you cannot become a devotee like Ambarish Maharaj, then at least engage Madhyaji. At least engage in deity worship. At least engage in deity worship. Like Ambarish Maharaj, you cannot embrace the devotees. You cannot chant my glories with your mouth. You cannot hear about me constantly. Okay, at least for some time in a day, at least once a day you do some deity worship. Madhyaji, at least worship me. Become a, do engage in some deity worship. Manmana, Bhavamant Bhakto, Madhyaji. If you cannot even worship me, then at least bow down to me. Mam Namaskuru. At least bow down to me. So these are the confidential instructions Krishna is giving, but the most confidential is Manmana. Always think of me. Like the gopis. That is the true meaning of being attracted by Krishna. Like Sukhdev Goswami was not wearing any clothes. Just completely absorbed in Krishna Leela. Like almost like a madman. The young boy is on the banks of Ganga just before Sukhdev Goswami was given the Vyasasan to speak to Parikshit Maharaj. The young boys of the neighboring village were throwing stones at him, making fun of him, thinking him to be a mad person who roams around in the forest naked. From the society, external point of view, he was almost like an animal. Animals are also naked. Animals also live in forest. Sukhdev Goswami was like that. Externally, he looked like an animal. Hare Krishna. But he was Manmana. He was like the gopis. He was following in the footsteps of the gopis. Completely absorbed in Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha. That is Manmana. That is the meaning of being attracted. That is what we are reading in today's verse. How Sukhdev Goswami was attracted. So this is a very high level of Krishna consciousness. And we should aspire. We should try. It all begins with good sadhana bhakti. Good sadhana bhakti. Maybe someday we will also get Krishna prem. We will also be completely absorbed in Krishna. Today is the appearance day of Srimati Sita Thakurani, but we have run out of time. We have run out of time, but I will just say one thing about her. She is the one who gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the name Nimai. She is the one who gave Mahaprabhu the name Nimai. It's a long and very beautiful story how she gave that name and how she came on the day of Gaur Purnima. But we have run out of time. Maybe some other occasion we can discuss it. But so far what we have discussed, are there any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We can maybe spend 2-3 minutes and then we'll end the call. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Please forgive me. Because the phone was ringing and I wanted to stop that, the interruption. So I went and then I did not introduce you. So please forgive me. Thank you very much. Prabhuji, all good.
Thank you, Kamadaki Mataji. Thank you. Dandavat Pranam. All good to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you very much for giving your very, very valuable time and association. Very wonderful pastimes of the Manmana. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Komodaji.
Thank you very much. If anybody has any questions, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti, Dhanvat Pranam, Jashila Prabhupada, Jashri Guru Shri Gauranga. This is Kasturi Manjari Devi Dasi from Fort Lauderdale. Thank you very, very much, Prabhuji, for this heart-touching and like the class, like the words you speak in all classes that I have heard so far, always actually, no matter what hard my heart is, but when you speak, it really touches my heart and it really brings me to a different platform, even though my consciousness is always absorbed in so many different things than in Krishna's consciousness, but because of hearing from you, at least at that time, the mind and heart actually gets attracted to Krishna. But my question, Prabhuji, is like when I'm hearing, then there is a different consciousness. But when like we have to work also. So during the work time, I mean, we also hear about this thing that even Prabhupada writes in one purport somewhere in Bhagavad Gita that even a you know, street sweeper is better than those mithyacharas. So, like, I mean, it sometimes it feels confusing when you are doing your occupational duty, then the consciousness is not so much absorbed in Krishna, but whatever we are doing, that consciousness is there. So how to actually reconcile this thing that we should always be Krishna conscious somehow, and also when we are doing the occupational duty, then the mind should be absorbed in that duty also. So how do we reconcile the two things?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kasturi Manjari Mataji, for your kind words. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Mataji, this should make us humble that we are not able to maintain high level of Krishna consciousness, or even attain high level of Krishna consciousness. And sometimes the glimpse of higher consciousness that we experience when sometimes during Harikatha, sometimes during Harikirtan, in the association of devotees, that should serve as an inspiration for us to carry on. In this material world, the consciousness is always going up and down and up and down. But we should very humbly try, as devotees, to engage repeatedly in hearing without wasting any time. Yes, we have to work, we have to do our material responsibilities. And that time, naturally, we cannot be. Arjun was not chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra as he was fighting with Karna. He was fighting. So we have to do so many things in this material world. But our prayer should be that at the end of the day, just like Bhishma Dev, it is said in the first canto of Bhagavatam, that how that person who had led so many wars, who had fought so many people, who had instructed so many people, who had given shelter to so many people, closed everything, withdrew from all these things and just focused on Krishna. And then he closed his eyes looking at Krishna. So we also do so many things in this world, but our prayer, our desire, we are talking about desire, our desire is that we also, although we are doing so many activities, we want to do them on behalf of Krishna, we want to do them for Krishna, and at the end, like Bhishma Dev, we also want to stop everything and just focus on Krishna. Bhakti Tirth Maharaj said that, so much I have preached, so many instructions I have given, now last 2-3 days of my life, I just want to do Nirjan Bhajan. I just want to focus on Krishna. And he said, I will not respond to any emails. I will not be able to take any phone calls. I will not be able to see any visitors. I have given my entire life for Krishna. Now all I ask is last 2-3 days, let me just focus on Krishna. Same thing Bhakti Vinod Thakur did. He also took Babaji Bhesh in the end and engaged in Nirjan Bhajan. So our acharyas are teaching us that yes, we do so many things. Up and down the consciousness goes, but our aim is not to retire with $1 million in the bank and make sure we have a lot of 401k and make sure we have at least one vacation home, houses, this, that. All those calculations that we do, they are then we are depending on something other than Krishna. But our prayer, our aspiration is that in the end of the day, we want to be completely absorbed in Krishna. Man mana, mamastu vrindavana eva vasa, no yoga, na yoga siddhi, na mamastu moksho, vaikuntha loke pi na parshadatvam, premapi nasya aditi chetaram tu, mamastu vrindavana eva vasa. In the heart of our heart, our ultimate aspiration should be Vrindavan. Yes, we are doing so many things here in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Atlanta. You know, somehow our destiny has brought us here. But in the hearts of our hearts, we should be aspiring Brajvasis. We should be aspiring Brajvasis. I hope this helps, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you very, very much. And I really want to apply this that you mentioned during the class also, and now also aspiring the Vraja Bhumi. So you mentioned in that class about cultivating those desires, actually. I mean, not having other kind of desire, but the desire to be close to Krishna. So I really want to take this, and I'm seeking your blessings and all the devotees on the call to be able to do that from my heart. Thank
Hare
you
Krishna.
So much. For
thank you, Mataji. My humble prayers for you. Param Vijayate. Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, this is Janeshwar Gauranga. Please accept my obeisances.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, my humble obeisances to you.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. And again, you just mentioned that, you know, sometimes we get these glimpses, you know, and I, you know, as fallen as I am, but, you know, when I hear from very, very advanced and pure devotees like you, you know, you get deep into those that pastime, and you get, you know, you feel like, you know, you can put yourself in that whole scenario, and you get that feeling. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, because I can read myself, and I won't have the same appreciation or even the glimpse. But when I hear it from advanced devotees like you, Prabhuji, it's a different feeling altogether. You know, especially the pastimes. You know, you were mentioning about Kola Vishwa Sridhar and the Gopi, the way she how. So thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Is this Janeshwar Gaurang Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji. This is Janeshwar Gaurang.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. My humble obeisances to you, Prabhuji. I pray that someday, some lifetime in the future, I become something close to what you think of me. I'm not
Prabhuji,
like that.
I think very highly of you. Very highly of
Hare Krishna, Govinda. Prabhuji, my humble obeisances to you. I'm always your servant. You're always my superior. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Adi Kadadar Das Prabhu, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much for, as usual, nectar in class, Man Manabha. Prabhuji, today we feel, I always feel that I'm not qualified to enter in Sridham Vrindavan Dham, and I am doing bad karma. That's why I'm here in abroad. But Prabhuji, thank you very much for correcting me. Wherever we are, we feel that we are get the association of Rajdham. We are not qualified, but when we hear, if I read, sorry, I'm going 2-3 points together. When we read Shishi Bhagavatam or Shishi Bhagavad Gita, that time when we read in Krishna book, the story, that time that potency is not there because we are very low calorie, low caste Vaishnava. But when we hear same Katha, Kolevacha Sridhar or Black Sharpa, Vrindavan Gopis, from you, Prabhuji, it's like we can see all the Leelas by your mercy and by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Please pray for me that I also are able to enter Kartik month Shri Vrindavan Dham with Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada. Mercy, I also able to enter in Sridham Vrindavan Dham. And yes, I want to add one more point that in Italy, Radhanath Maharaj and Sachidananda Maharaj has given a lecture that is the same story, and Sachidananda Maharaj has added one such a nice thing that we should always observe in that Leela. And thank you very much, Kasturi Mataji. Yes, we will observe that Leela, but when practical, we have to follow that instruction. Prabhuji, I am very fallen soul. Sometimes I am failed. Like I have to give Krishna consciousness to my mother. Continue as a mark, take Krishna's name. When she is not taking, I become angry. So Prabhuji, please pray for me that I will give Krishna consciousness very peacefully to my mother. Then with pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji. I will, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, I'll pray for you, your mother. Humble prayers. Always. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Adikatada Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Kasturi Manjari Mataji mentioned, you surely transport us to a very different state. Whenever you speak, there's a lot of potency in whatever you speak. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for this wonderful, beautiful katha on Manmanabha Madhvakto, the story of the Gopi Kolayacha Sridhar. It was very, very beautiful. Thank you very much, as usual. Hare Krishna. Dhanyavaad to you.
Thank you very much, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Thank you for this opportunity. All glories to all of you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We will end the class now. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Ananta koti vaishnava vrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare
Krishna. Samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai. All glories to all of you. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. I was talking on a mute. It is asking from screen. Is that a Madan Mohan from Atlanta?
This is Rukmini Dwarkadish.
Oh, Rukmini Dwarkadish. Nice, beauty.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.